Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mentoring our military, Heather Jordan is with our KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week, a coach who helps veterans transition away from military service.
It's one of the toughest things to do, transitioning to a new way of life. And it's especially hard for service members after years of duty. So that's where Adam Van Dyke steps in. He's a man of many titles, but one of the most important jobs is volunteering as a mentor, helping people find their new path. And with me is Adam. And if you can first, I just want you to list off all the things that you do.
So my name is Adam Van Dyke at Northrop Grumman Aeronautics Systems. I am in talent acquisition leadership for Rising Tides Coaching and Consulting International. I am the president and co-founder and a certified executive coach through the International Coaching Federation and through Veterati. I am a senior mentor. And I'm, more importantly, I'm a husband and a dad, and, you know,
The best titles there are, right?
That's the stuff I'm decent at, Heather. The rest of it, I'm still trying to figure out.
I love it. I wanted to get all that in because it takes a very strong and talented person and a skilled person to be able to do all that you're doing. You are stepping up and leading a lot of people for different reasons. And one of the areas that I know that you work in is supporting military members and their families. Shine a light a little bit on what you're doing in that area. What's the work that you're doing, and how are you helping people who need your guidance?
Yeah, you bet. So Heather, I discovered after working on military bases through Northrop Grumman that when military members are transitioning out of the military, it tends to be kind of a vast unknown. So part of my opportunity of service is to be a very honest, upfront broker to help them to understand not just the con ops of transitioning out of the military, but being able to help them, more importantly, to tell their authentic story. A lot of members coming out of the military and their families, they're having a hard time connecting their role maybe for 20 years in the infantry or 8 years turning wrenches on an airplane. How does that really translate into the outside world? And I've discovered that the hardest part of their transition is telling themselves their own story. So they're struggling to communicate with others about the incredible work they've done. They come from arguably the best training in the world from a leadership perspective, from a collaboration perspective. And sometimes they feel like they can't authentically tell their story to reflect that work. That becomes even more true for those individuals who have been heavily involved in combat, including our special operations community. Very difficult for them to be able to tell what they've done. In truth, though, carrying a weapon is a very small part of what they've done. Instead, they are responsible for the care and feeding of the men and women under their command. There's a tremendous amount of operations and logistics experience that they have. So my work through Veterati and my work through my coaching practice is to help these members of the military learn their story and tell it authentically, first to themselves and then others. I've also discovered most members of the military have a very strong desire to continue their mission. And I likewise have seen lots of people that I've mentored in the past reach out to me 6 to 9 months after they've started their transition career and find themselves struggling to be engaged, struggling at home. And a lot of times it's because they're not fulfilling that sense of mission at work. They're doing a job that's making money and paying the bills, but they don't have that sense of purpose anymore. So,
I was gonna say, I feel like that's actually one of the hardest things in our lives when it comes to like transitioning from one thing to another. Sometimes it's people who have cancer and they're transitioning back to a healthy life or vice versa. But I feel like for people who go into the military, especially those who go overseas or who engage in battle or are stationed for long months and months at a time, that transition back to civilian life is one of the hardest. And I would say also for people who come out of prison probably is a hard transition as well. But the thing about to me that makes it harder for people in the military is because you're right. They've lived this life of service and they've lived this life where they have all these skills and all these abilities and they're getting utilized every day. And then all of a sudden it's like, what do I do? What job's gonna A, fulfill me and B, utilize these same skills that I have. And it's so hard to find that.
Well, Heather, you actually said something a moment ago where you talked about people leaving prison. The individual who is the founder of Homeboy Industries, I had the opportunity to hear him speak, and he said something so profound that it just rocked me. He said, part of the mission that I've been on is helping individuals to reimagine their future. And it's so simple and so profound, but that is the essence of the transition work that I do with members of the military and their family to help them to reimagine a different mission in their career. So they're not transitioning into something completely different. The idea is to help them to continue their mission in service of their country if that's something that they're truly invested in, something they're really still focused on. And sometimes that's hard for them to imagine. Sometimes it means having disruptive conversations with folks at home. Some of the individuals who contact me, it's a tradition in the military that the spouse or partner gets the decision on the last relocation. So they'll say, so and so is from Nebraska, so we're moving to Nebraska. But there's been no discussion about how you're going to make money in Nebraska. You're a very skilled aircraft mechanic with 20 years in the military and a top secret clearance. There is nothing in Nebraska for you. Should we maybe re-review your choices? So part of the work that I do is problem solving, is helping them to understand how to navigate a job search. There are so many wonderful resources available to veterans. So part of my job is to help those connections to be made. But the other part outside of the authentic piece is just helping them to reimagine their careers from being in the infantry for 20 years now to moving into an operations or a logistics position where they get to come home every night.
Adam, I know you volunteer your time at Veterati, and for those who are interested, we will have a link on the Heroes page. But I understand you do have a special fee for those that you request. Explain that to me.
Yeah, all of Veterati is volunteer. And for every person that I feel like we've made a connection, and that's got to be 99% of the people, I do make it clear that I will continue to be a resource for them. I give them all of my contact information. And those people who are like, I'm a year out from transitioning, I am lost, and I really need consistent contact, I do volunteer my time and in my coaching practice. I let them know that there is a fee involved, and that fee is equated to doing something good for somebody else, for paying it forward, for being available for their brothers and sisters who will be transitioning at some point, that you can relay your experience and your wisdom to them. So,
You know, that's a fee I'm sure a lot of people would be happy to pay.
well, I am excited to see my coaching practice grow. And there is a fee involved. However, through the work I do in Veterati, it's a little bit different. So,
My last quick question before I let you go. You are making such a big difference in the community with your work and your compassion. Looking on the inside, like looking into your heart, how has this work made you feel and just knowing the impact you have made?
it is a privilege and an honor to serve people who are wanting something more and something better. I learned a long time ago that for every person on their knee praying for help, there is a person out there matched to them who's on their knee praying for an opportunity to serve. So I feel very humbled that people come into my world where I can actually make an impact on their life. It feels very good. Mm-hmm. I also know there's a lot of work still to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Our KNX Hero of the Week, Adam Van Dyke of Orange County. Again, thank you so much for chatting with me today. For our listeners, you can connect with Adam at the Heroes page at knxnews.com. Find all the links to him right there. Thank you again for listening. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.